Vecna, or from all agents.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Freeze warnings going into effect overnight throughout the KPR listening area. The time is 3:06.
Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and lots of other frequencies all around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can safely and securely become a member of KPR. Again, the web address, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloist, presenting Handel in Love, April 22nd, 7:30 p.m. at Westport Presbyterian Church in Kansas City, with arias by George Friedrich Handel, featuring soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson. Tickets at BachAriaSoloist.com.
Stay tuned in our next half hour, an update of news headlines, then new data showing that Russian and Chinese state propaganda outlets are seeing more followers and traffic and engagement than ever on Twitter. We'll tell you more about that. We'll learn about an ancient Mayan discovery in Mexico and much more. Plus, as I mentioned, we have news headlines, which will include national and international news, coming up in just about another 11 minutes. We are keeping an eye on that Mifepristone situation, and we will learn more about what we can expect from the Supreme Court in our next hour, as Nina Totenberg, nobody better to provide that analysis. We will hear from her next hour, so stick around. Join us tomorrow evening for the Moth Radio Hour on your KPR One stations. This week, stories of mistakes, perseverance, lessons learned, often the hard way. Tomorrow, 5 p.m., it's the Moth Radio Hour on KPR One stations. Freeze warnings going into effect overnight for much of the KPR listening area. A freeze watch for everyone in the KPR listening area late tomorrow night. It is 58 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 3:20. Cover up.
The White House says it's reviewing a plan from House Republicans to raise the nation's debt ceiling in exchange for cuts in government spending programs. NPR's Windsor Johnston has the latest.
The Biden administration has repeatedly argued against Republican attempts to attach cuts in government spending to legislation that would raise the debt ceiling. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the administration is reviewing the bill, but so far doesn't like what Republicans have put on the table.
Right now, what we see with the 22% spending cuts that they put forward is going to hurt education, it's going to hurt veterans' medical care, Meals on Wheels, food safety, but we're going to take a closer look. We're going to analyze that.
House Republicans are aiming to vote on the measure by as early as next week, but then it would be on to the Senate, where Democrats hold a narrow majority. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks finish modestly higher to end the week on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion dollar state budget bill. But as Rose Conlon reports, she rejected several more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K-12 schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is planning to hold a presidential primary in March of 2024 rather than leave it to political parties to decide whether they want to have more exclusive caucuses or state state conventions instead. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today signed a bill into law that schedules the election for March 19, 2024 for the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure had bipartisan support when the Republican-controlled legislature approved it this month. County officials will oversee the voting, and the state is likely to cover the costs that could be several million dollars. The state has not held a presidential primary since 1992, though in 2020, Democrats did their own mail ballot primary election. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson has the details.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
A freeze warning going into effect at midnight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Wabanse counties. Virtually everyone will be under a freeze watch starting late tomorrow night. We could see temperatures down to 28 degrees. The time is 3:35.
Support for NP.
She hopes to widen the scope of subjects on TV, particularly showcasing stories from Indian and South Asian culture.
It's about time. I mean, we're a fifth of the world's population. Our experiences and our perspective is also universal.
It's a full circle moment for a storyteller dedicated to proving the power of diversity. I'm Eric Deggans.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
My name is Yvonne Channel, and I live in Lawrence, Kansas. And I absolutely love everything about KPR. I especially like Trail Mix and all the news. Everything.
You can join Yvonne in support of KPR by calling 888-577-5268 or go online, pledge at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks, Yvonne, for doing that. Yvonne is so awesome. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies around the state. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Hall Center for the Humanities, presenting author Chloe Cooper-Jones, discussing her memoir, Easy Beauty, April 25th at 7:30 at the Hall Center. Details at hallcenter.ku.edu.
Coming up, news headlines at 4:01. Then, as promised, more information about what is happening with the Supreme Court, which is expected to weigh in by midnight on whether to allow an abortion pill to remain widely available. We will also learn about programs to fight violence in Philadelphia. All of that coming up here on KPR in the immediate future. A little bit later on, following All Things Considered, it's Film Music Friday, and I am particularly excited about this week's Film Music Friday. One of, I think, the most important film composers will be the focus that Daryl Brogdon is taking tonight. He'll tell you more about that shortly, I am sure. But one way or the other, you can just be surprised. Join us at 7 o'clock on your KPR One stations for Film Music Friday. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 4.
Laura, like you, Morning Edition, the news magazines that start your day off and wind your day down with the best news coverage that we can possibly provide to you. That comes at a cost, and we're asking you to do your part. And right now, Rich Porter will add $100 to your pledge when you pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org or give us a call, 888-577-5268. That's 888-KPR-KANU.
I'm Peter Sagal. In this week's Wait, Wait, we talk to one of the most beloved artists of our time, who for 40 years has delighted parents, then their children, now their grandchildren. That's right. It's Weird Al Yankovic. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 10 o'clock on your KPR1 stations for the NPR News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Lows in the lower 30s tonight with freeze warnings going into effect after midnight. The time is 4 o'clock.
Your clients' best interests. Learn more at letsmakeaplan.org. And the listeners who support this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 30s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high in the lower 50s. Widespread frost late tomorrow night with lows in the upper 20s. It's 60 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Manhattan, 61 in Abilene, and 53 in Atchison. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio. You can become a member right now at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 4:06.
Philadelphia. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for making room in your busy schedule for KPR. With you till 7 o'clock tonight. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We'll hear some of the voices of resistance in Sudan. We will talk about the big thorny question dividing economists about interest rates. Will we be returning to an era of low interest rates in our lifetimes? We will find out, at least what the general consensus is. Those stories and more coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, turning viewer support into educational, arts, and news programming with a Kansas City PBS membership program. More at kansascitypbs.org.
Freeze warnings going into effect tonight at midnight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie County. Freeze watch going into effect for the entire KPR listening area, including the Kansas City Metro. So you know it's going to get cold if it's even going to freeze in downtown Kansas City. As I say, that affects all of the KPR listening area, not just Kansas City, Lawrence, Topeka, Manhattan, Emporia, but also our listeners down in the Chanute area. This is pretty much for the entire state. Join us later this evening on your KPR1 stations for Film Music Friday, this time around concentrating on three-time Oscar winner Maurice Jarre's career, stretching from 1951 into the 90s. We'll hear some highlights, including music from his work with David Lean, Grand Prix, The Professionals, and more. Film Music Friday getting underway at 7 o'clock tonight on KPR1. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 4:20.
Lots to look forward to.
Here, who provided a 15-page report that showed Lindell's theory was completely false. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion-dollar state budget bill. But as Rose Conlon reports, she rejected several more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K through 12 schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson has the details.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Police in Olathe say they have discovered how two people died in a vehicle last weekend, and it involves a twist that investigators didn't suspect. Detectives say 18-year-old Montario Spencer Jr. and 19-year-old Jessica Hicks shot and killed each other inside a vehicle. The Kansas City Star reports that officers responded to the double shooting Saturday afternoon at an apartment complex parking lot. Hicks was pronounced dead at the scene. Spencer died later at a local hospital. The investigation into their deaths revealed they had shot each other. Those deaths mark Olathe's second and third homicides of the year. A freeze warning goes into effect at midnight for much of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence and Topeka and Manhattan. A freeze warning going into effect at 1 a.m. for Atchison, Donovan, and Leavenworth counties. A freeze watch for virtually all of the KPR listening area late tomorrow night, running through Sunday morning. It's 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and the time is 4:35.
Support for NPR. Support for Planet Money comes from Workday, committed to helping organizations adapt to change, using real-time data to uncover insights, stay decision-ready, and prepare for whatever's next. The finance, HR, and planning system for a changing world.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
I'm Senator Marcy Francisco. I'm from Lawrence. I love KPR because I commute to my job in Topeka, listen to the radio, and am excited to hear the Statehouse news. I like the music on Sundays. My husband plays music, so it's always good to have songs that you're introduced to that you might decide to play and sing.
You can join Senator Marcy Francisco. Hey, Marcy. Thank you so much for your testimonial about why you like KPR. Perhaps you have similar reasons for listening. Make your pledge now at 888-577-5268 or online at kansaspublicradio.org. We are a service of the University of Kansas, KPR at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan. Stay tuned. We will have an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then we'll learn more about federal worker ethics rules. We will hear about the super bloom hitting portions of California. All of this yet to come here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, a catalyst for economic growth in Douglas County, by providing area businesses customized training programs for a well-prepared workforce. Information at peasleytech.org.
We are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. Do stay tuned. It will be followed on KPR 1 stations by Film Music Friday. On KPR 2, stick around for Snap Judgment. A freeze warning going into effect at midnight for a large portion of the KPR listening area, including Lawrence, Topeka, and Manhattan. Lows in the lower 30s tonight. It is 60 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 5.
And maybe you work best under a deadline. Well, the deadline is quickly approaching, so wait no longer. Make your pledge now at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunderlands.org, and the Sunderlands will match your gift dollar for dollar. That's for the next $1,260. Make your pledge now. 1-888-577-5268 is the number, or pledge online at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
The early bird gets the worm, and people who rise early get the news of the day. First thing, start your weekdays with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Join us for Morning Edition. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 61 degrees in Abilene, 60 in Topeka, 53 in Atchison, 68 in Chanute. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
It is 59 degrees in Lawrence, 60 in Manhattan. It is 67 in Chanute. The time is 5:06.
This is All Things Considered.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It is your place for NPR News. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, and many other frequencies all around the state.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, developing a pipeline of qualified workers essential to the retention, recruitment, and sustainability of organizations of all types in Lawrence. Information at peasleytech.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will learn more about propaganda on Twitter. We will hear about an ancient Mayan discovery in Mexico. We will learn about an Oscar-nominated director who has found some unlikely success making a series for Netflix called Indian Matchmaking. Those stories and more still to come. Still no word from the U.S. Supreme Court on its ruling on the shipability and availability and viability of mifepristone. We are obviously watching that very closely. Midnight is the deadline for a ruling. I believe that's midnight Eastern. But obviously all of the reporters who follow that for NPR will be keeping an eye on that, and we'll bring you that news whenever it happens here on KPR, because you know at the top of the hour you always get news from NPR. Partly cloudy skies this evening, then clearing, lows in the lower 30s. Tomorrow mostly sunny with a high in the lower 50s. Widespread frost tomorrow night with lows in the upper 20s. Widespread frost on Sunday morning as well with highs in the upper 50s. So if you have sensitive plants, maybe throw a sheet over them. Take some measures to protect them. Container plants you should probably bring in. It's 59 degrees in Lawrence. It is 60 in Manhattan. It is 63 in Abilene. The time is 5:20.
And we...
For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.
Stocks finished modestly higher to end the week on Wall Street. The Dow added 22 points, up about 0.7%. You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion-dollar state budget bill. But as Rose Conlon reports, she rejected several more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K-12 have schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
The state of Kansas is planning to hold a presidential primary in March of 2024 rather than leave it to political parties to decide whether they want to have the more exclusive caucuses or state conventions instead. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly today signed a bill into law scheduling the election for March 19, 2024 for the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure had bipartisan support when the Republican-controlled legislature approved it this month. County officials will oversee the voting. The state is likely to cover the costs. It could be several million dollars. The state has not held a presidential primary since 1992, though in 2020, Democrats did their own mail ballot primary election. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson explains.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
We have a freeze warning going into effect at midnight for Brown, Clay, Cloud, Dickinson, Douglas, Geary, Jackson, Jefferson, Morris, Nemaha, Ottawa, Pottawatomie, Riley, Shawnee, and Waubonsie counties. A freeze warning beginning at 1 a.m. for Atchison, Donovan, and Leavenworth counties. Freeze watch late tomorrow night. It's 5:35.
Support for NPR.
Asian culture.
It's about time. I mean, we're a fifth of the world's population. Our experiences and our perspective is also universal.
It's a full circle moment for a storyteller dedicated to proving the power of diversity. I'm Eric Deggans.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.
Breakfast, they say, is the most important meal of the day. And Morning Edition brings you the most important news of the day.
Yo, Chris, what is a yo-yo car sale?
And also stories like that. We're asking the tough questions.
So if I'm a Beyonce fan, what is the process of getting a ticket?
We take the world as it comes, and you can come along with us on Morning Edition from NPR News.
A terrific way to start off your day Monday through Friday on your KPR stations 5 to 9 a.m. It's Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, many other frequencies all around the state. You can also stream us at kansaspublicradio.org. You can visit that website to see a variety of things. If you're during classical programming, you can see what exactly is on the air right at that very moment. Same with our jazz. You can see a complete daily list of the Associated Press and regional news headlines. You can see video performances from our live studio. Check it out when you have a moment. You can even become a member there, kansaspublicradio.org. Stay tuned. Coming up in our next half hour, we do have some breaking news at this hour. The Associated Press, CNN, various other sources say that the Supreme Court has issued a stay in that controversial lawsuit regarding the drug mifepristone. This effectively preserves women's access to the drug throughout the course of the trial, the appeal process. We will have more on that for you shortly here on KPR and a whole lot more. A freeze warning goes into effect at midnight. Overall, we are expecting lows in the lower 30s tonight. It's 59 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 6.
And breaking.
Wait, we talked to one of the most beloved artists of our time, who for 40 years has delighted parents, then their children, now their grandchildren. That's right. It's Weird Al Yankovic. Join us for the news quiz from NPR.
Join us for the NPR Weekly News Quiz. Wait, wait, don't tell me. Beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning on your KPR1 stations. Celebrating 70 years on the air, we're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3, K210CR Atchison, 89.9, K258BT Manhattan, 99.5, and at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 59 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.